Last time on Left Behind.
Do you see why I believe we are justified in trusting God for more than a billion souls during this period?
Can we not silence this pedantic blather?
Look, why they named me Mother Doe?
I know who she is.
Who are you?
Dr. Charles, meet my pilot, Ken Ritz.
How is it that Carpathia justifies using excellency?
Chloe, I'm at a reproductive clinic.
You want me to tell Hattie Durham to keep her mouth shut or you'll kill her.
Very good, Captain Steele.
Based on Soul Harvest, the fourth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 44 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
That little conversation?
Yeah, that was a doozy. Let's see. We have a death threat to your friend Hattie and a promise of safety to the rabbi. A little bit of irony there, huh? Wish I taped it.
Who would you play it for?
I don't know, fellow believers.
In the old days, you could take a tape like that to the authorities. Nowadays, these are the authorities.
So what's your price, Ray?
What do you mean?
Well, Ben Judah belongs in Israel, and Carpathia has to ensure his safety, right?
You heard Fortunato. They can cause an accident and wind up with a sympathy vote.
Yeah, but if he pledges a personal guarantee, he'll have to keep the rabbi safe, right?
Well, don't forget what Tzion wants to do in Israel. He's not looking up old friends. He'll be training as many of the 144,000 evangelists as he can. He'll be Nikolai's worst nightmare.
Well, like I said, what's your price?
What's the difference? You expect the Antichrist to stand by a deal? I wouldn't give a nickel for Hattie Durham's future, whether she toes the line or not. Maybe if I string this out long enough, I can learn something from Fortunato about Amanda. I'm telling you, Mac, she's alive.
Oh, Ray, if she's alive, why no contact? I mean, I don't want to offend you, but is it possible she knew Carpathia? That she was who they say she was?
Close phone.
Hello?
Hattie? Hattie, Chloe finally went to sleep. I know she wants to talk to you.
Don't wake her. I'm sorry to call so late.
Hattie, is there anything I can do?
Oh, fuck.
I wish I were there to help. Do you want me to call someone?
No.
Okay. You just need to talk?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Thank you. Bear with me.
No rush.
Tonight that I lost my mother and my sisters in the earthquake.
Oh, Hattie. I am so sorry.
It's just such a waste. When L.A. and San Francisco were bombed, Nikolai and I were still close. He warned me that they should leave the area and swore me to secrecy. His intelligence people feared a militia attack, and he was right.
Hattie, you're not using their phones, are you?
No. Good. That's why I'm calling so late. I had to wait until I could sneak outside.
And the news about your family? Well, how did that get to you?
I had to let the authorities in Santa Monica know where they could reach me. I gave them my private number and the number of the clinic here.
Hattie, I'm sorry to say this. I don't think that was a good idea.
I didn't have a choice, Buck. It took a long time to get through to Santa Monica, and when I finally did, my family was unaccounted for. I had to leave numbers. I've been worried sick.
Yeah, I know, but you probably led the GC right to you.
I don't care anymore.
Oh, Hattie, don't say that.
I have no job. I have no income. Now, I have no family.
Well, we care about you. We love you. Don't forget that. Hattie, have you considered that the news about your family may be untrue?
What?
Well, I wouldn't put it past the GC. Once they knew where you were, they may have just wanted to give you a reason to stay there. If you think your family's gone, there's no reason for you to go to California.
Why would he want me to stay here?
Maybe he thinks the longer you're there, the more likely you are to have an abortion.
Well, that is true.
I don't want to make you feel worse, but I don't think you're safe there.
Oh, Buck, I'm nobody from nowhere. I can't hurt him.
If something happens to you, he could turn it into something good for himself. More than anything, he wants attention.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll have an abortion before I'll let him hurt me or my child.
Hattie, that makes no sense.
You sound like Rayford.
We happen to agree on this, you know. Please, please, at the very least, get somewhere safe where you can think this through.
Buck, I have nowhere to go.
Okay. If I came to get you, would you stay with us? Hattie, Chloe needs you. We could use help with her. And she could be good for you during your pregnancy. She's pregnant too, you know.
Really? Well, that's, I don't know, Buck. Is that wonderful?
I understand your question, but yes, it is. Now, are you coming?
Oh, Buck, I can't put you out. I'd just be in the way.
Hey, this was my idea, you know.
I don't see how it could work.
Come and get you by noon tomorrow.
You mean noon today?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Look, shouldn't you at least run this by Chloe?
Oh, you know Chloe. She'll agree 100%. Just be ready to go, okay? Hattie?
I was just thinking. You remember when we met?
Of course I do. The flight to London. The rapture.
I was just thinking about... Just look at what we've all been through since then.
Hattie, I'll call you when we're within an hour of you, okay?
I'll never be able to repay you, Buck.
You said anything about that?
Goodbye, Buck.
Okay, take care. Oh, you feel all cold, hon. Chloe. Chloe, are you okay? What? Chloe, do you need something?
Buck?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's wrong?
Well, nothing. I just got off the phone with Hattie, that's all. Go back to sleep.
Oh, I'm so cold.
Yeah. I'll get another blanket.
Talk to Hattie. What'd she say?
We'll talk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Here. Does that feel better?
Bunny. Buck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hattie.
In the morning.
Hattie has my bunny.
Your bunny?
My blanket.
Okay.
Thanks for my blanket.
Oh. You're welcome. Well, you are not going to remember any of this. Mm-hmm. Get some sleep.
Steele here.
Ray, it's Buck.
Oh, Buck, good. Where are you?
I'd rather not say.
Donnie assured us these phones were secure.
Yeah, well, that was last month. Hey, look, I just want you to know that Chloe's safe. We're taking good care of her, and I've located Hattie. I'm going to try to get her back here with us if I can.
Good, good. Get her away from there as fast as you can.
Yeah.
It appears she's in real danger. Is Tsion willing to go to Israel?
Willing? I practically have to sit on him to keep him here. He's going to be suspicious, though, if Carpathia wants to take credit for getting him there.
I don't see how he could go otherwise.
Well, the prophecies say that he and the rest of the 144,000 witnesses are sealed and protected, at least for now. He feels he could walk into the enemy's backyard and come out without a scratch on him.
He's the expert.
Can you see him with the two witnesses at the Wailing Wall and this soul harvest he's been predicting? Wouldn't mind being there.
Have you checked in with headquarters? I keep hearing from the top that you're on dangerous ground.
Yeah, funny you should ask. I just transmitted a long message to the big boss.
Is it going
to
do you any good?
Well, you've survived by being straight with them. I'm doing the same now. I told them I've been too busy rescuing friends and well, burying others to worry about my publication. Besides, 90% of the staff is gone and virtually all the production capabilities. I'm proposing continuing the magazine on the net until Carpathia decides whether to rebuild printing plants and all that.
Sharp idea.
Yeah, well, the fact is there might be two magazines coming out of the internet at the same time, if you know what I mean.
There are already dozens.
I mean, there might be two coming out simultaneously, edited by the same guy.
But only one of them financed and sanctioned by the King of the World.
Right. The other wouldn't be funded at all. It would tell the truth, and no one would know where it's coming from.
I like the way your mind works, Buck. I'm glad you're part of the family.
Well, it certainly hasn't been dull, I can say that.
So, what should I tell Leon I'll do about Hattie and Tion?
Well, tell him you'll get the message to Hattie. As far as Dr. Ben Judah, we'll negotiate whatever you want, and we'll get him to Israel inside a month.
You think there's that kind of patience in the East?
It's important to stretch it out, make it a huge event, keep control of timing. Now, that'll drive Doc crazy, but it'll give us time to rally everybody on the internet so they can show up.
Like I said, I like your mind. You ought to be a magazine publisher.
Yeah, or there's always that other career choice.
Huh?
Professional fugitive.
Where'd this blanket come from?
You don't remember?
I woke up toasty and knew somebody had brought it.
Well, do you remember me telling you that Hattie called?
Vaguely. Is this her number?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call her. I could use some female companionship around here.
Hey.
Huh.
No answer?
That's strange.
Yeah. Well, you better hang up. If she's where she can't talk, she probably turned it off at the first ring. You can try her later.
You two are not going to believe this.
So easily entertained. I find it quite amusing.
I am reading through some of the thousands of messages on the bulletin board. I am guessing I have seen only about 10% of the total.
There's no way you can answer all of them.
I feel bad about that, but this morning I received an anonymous message from one who knows. Of course, I cannot be sure he actually is one who knows.
What did he write that was so funny?
Oh, forgive me. I printed it out. it's still in my printer. Do not go away.
He is going to be thrilled he's going home.
And you're going with him?
Wouldn't miss it. It's a big story.
You will make sure I get maternity-approved seating, right?
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Here it is. Rabbi. It is only fair to tell you that one person who has been assigned to carefully monitor all your transmissions is the top military advisor for the global community. That may not mean much to you, but he is particularly interested in your interpretation of the prophecies about things falling to the earth and causing great damage. The fact that you take these prophecies literally has him feverishly working on nuclear defenses against such catastrophes. Signed, One Who Knows. Think about it. Carpathia, who continually tries to explain as natural phenomenon anything that supports biblical prophecy, has his senior military advisor planning to what? Shoot a burning mountain from the sky? This is like a gnat shaking his tiny fist in the elephant's eye. Is this not a private admission on his part that there is something to these prophecies?
Intriguing. And now are you ready for some good news?
Remind me what good news is.
Doc, you're about to get your wish.
My wish?
Uh-huh.
You mean we are going to Israel? Yes! Yes, thank you, yes!
And Chloe, I don't have the energy to fight over whether or not you're going.
Then let's not fight. I'm going.
Oh, no, you must not. You are not nearly up to it.
Joan, it's not for another month. By then,
another month? No, why so long? I am ready now. I must go soon. The people are clamoring for it, and I believe God wants me there.
We're concerned about security, and a month will allow us to gather as many of the witnesses as possible.
But a month?
That works for me. I'll be walking on my own by then.
You do not need to worry about security. God will protect me. He will protect the witnesses. I do not know about other believers. I know they are sealed. But I do not know yet if they are also supernaturally protected.
Oh, if God can protect you, he can protect me.
Chloe, you know I only want the best for you. I'd love for you to go, but I'd never forgive myself if something were to happen to you.
I'm just as vulnerable here. Every day is a risk.
It's not the same, hon. We have a shelter here.
So you're allowed to risk your life, but not me?
She has a point.
Doc. Honey, Hattie will be closer to her delivery date. She'll need you. And what about our child?
I'll hardly be showing by then. Besides, you're gonna need me.
You haven't answered the Hattie question.
Hattie's more independent than I am. She can take care of herself.
Well, it's just that... Chloe, I almost lost you in the quake.
Oh, listen to yourself. I knew enough to get out of that house before it crushed me. You can't blame that flying roof on me.
Okay, well, we'll see how healthy you are in a few weeks.
I'll start packing.
Now, don't jump to conclusions.
Don't parent me, Buck. Seriously, I don't have a problem submitting to you because I know how much you love me, but don't be unreasonable. Don't do it out of some old-fashioned macho sense of protecting the little woman.
Macho?
I'll take your help for now, but when I'm better, I want back in the game full-time. I thought that was one of the things you liked about me.
You really should listen to her, Buck.
Thank you.
Doc, I thought you were on my side.
Well,
I thought you'd agree that this was no place for any...
For what? A girl? The little woman? An injured pregnant woman?
Well, that's not what I meant.
Am I still a member of the Tribulation Force, or have I been demoted to mascot?
You want to just go ahead and three-count me while I'm down?
I've made my point. I won't say another word. If you two chauvinists will excuse me, I want to try Hattie again. We're going to have a telephone meeting of the Frail Sister Club.
Not another word?
Well, then get out of here so you don't have to listen.
Well, I need to call Ken Ritz anyway. When you reach Hattie, be sure to find out what name she was admitted under, okay?
Oh, come here a minute, you big pain in the butt.
What?
Ow, careful.
Sorry.
You're so easy.
Yeah, well, who loves you, baby? Hey, I'll be back in a minute.
Hey, if you see my husband up there, tell him I'm tired of sleeping alone.
I need not tell you our interest in the rabbi's message must be kept confidential.
Absolutely, Your Excellency.
Having said that, what is your perspective on the potential for such a disaster?
If what the rabbi says actually happens, we could see devastation beyond belief.
Then you must have a plan.
We have options, sir. Our missile defense system is strong. There are potential nuclear shields, but those would take months, perhaps years, before they would be ready.
I want everyone with any knowledge in this area, any expertise, to meet with me. Take care of it.
Yes, sir.
If the words of this madman Ben Judah come true, we will use such a catastrophe to our own ends.
I would like you gentlemen to assist the ground crew with the exit as soon as we come to a stop.
Before post-flight checks, sir?
Yes, before post-flight checks. Be sure everything is in order. Tell the cabin crew to wait until after the welcoming ceremony to deplane, and you two should be last off.
Understood. Okay, if we're putting off post-flight checks, we'll be the last off anyway. From where I sit, priority would be making sure this rig is airworthy for the return trip.
Probably figures we got 36 hours.
I was trained to check the important stuff while it's hot.
Me too. But we'll do what we're told when we're told. And you know why?
Tell me, oh supreme excellent pilot.
Because the red carpet ain't for us.
And don't it just break your heart?
Wonder where they got this bunch. And how many were in the band before, Quake?
Looks like they're missing a few French horns. Hey, watch this.
Hey, you're a little tight on the port side. Careful, you're gonna run over that red carpet.
I didn't see any red carpet down there.
Well, I guess the red carpet was for us, Mac. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Remember, the cabin crew and the pilots wait until everyone is announced.
We understand, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, representing His Excellency, Global Community Potentate Nikolai Carpathia, Supreme Commander Leonardo Fortunato.
Hello. Hello. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the personal attendants from the office of the Supreme Pontiff of Enigma Babylon One World Faith. Ladies and gentlemen, from Enigma Babylon One World Faith, Pontifex Maximus Peter II.
So, the kids get off okay?
Yeah. Junior's waving a blessing on the adoring crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, first officer of the Condor 216, with a lifetime batting average of...
Get off, you idiot.
How's the noggin, Ken?
I've been better.
There are times when I wonder if I really did install two ceiling fans, but I've improved since the last time I saw you. Supposed to get the stitches out Monday.
Hey, listen, I got another job for you if you're up to it.
I'm always game. Where are we going?
Denver.
Well, I hear the old airport's open and the new one's gone for good.
We pick up an hour going that way. I told my client I'd pick her up by noon.
Another damsel in distress?
As a matter of fact, yeah. You got wheels?
You better believe it.
All right, I need you to pick me up on the way this time so I can leave a vehicle here.
Hey, how's Chloe doing?
Well, come see for yourself.
Sounds good. Hey, I better get going if you're going to keep your commitment, buddy. You never schedule a lot of playtime, do you?
Yeah, sorry. Hey, did you check out that website I told you about?
Yeah. Actually, I spent a good bit of time there.
Yeah? Come to any conclusions?
We'll talk about it.
Hey, I appreciate the flying time, Ray. It's been a good trip.
Had an ulterior motive. I know the FAA rules are out the window now, but I still follow the maximum flying hours.
Yeah, I do too, when I can. You headed somewhere?
As soon as you teach me how to get around in the Challenger, I'd like to drop in on my daughter and surprise her. Buck gave me directions.
Well, good for you.
What are you going to do?
I'll probably hole up here, I guess. I got some buddies I might look up a couple hundred miles west. If I can track them down, I'll use the chopper.
Chloe? Chloe, somebody wants to see you when you're halfway conscious.
Ask him if he wants to arm wrestle.
Aren't you getting frisky?
Hey, I know we're in a hurry, but where's the patient?
Right here, Dr. Airplane.
My, look at you.
What's this handshake business? You can do better than that, cowboy.
Oh, you sure look a lot better than the last time I saw you, kid. Even though there's only one of you now.
Great. Always what you want to hear from your pilot. You look better, too.
Oh, thanks. I am a lot better. Hey, you guys notice anything different about me?
A little better color, I think. Did you gain a couple of pounds there, Ken?
Yeah, right. Never show on this frame.
It has been a long time, Mr. Ritz.
Well, hey, we all look healthier than last time, don't we? Rabbi, good to see you.
You too.
Hey, we really need to get going.
So wait, nobody notices anything different about me?
What? You pregnant too?
I guess I'll have to take off my hat. First day I've been able to bear putting it on with the injury and all.
So, what's different?
This. Can't you see? On my forehead? I can see yours.
Ken.
Hey, welcome to the family.
Praise God. Praise God.
It was wonderful, Your Excellency. The welcome for the Pontiff and myself was exquisite.
I am pleased to hear it. I have some very good news about my fiancée.
I'm listening, sir.
Our intelligence sources say she is in Denver, at a family planning clinic operated by the global community.
That is good news, sir.
Yes, in assessing the situation, I believe it would be good to send our number one pilot there to deliver my message.
I can make that happen immediately, sir, but couldn't he contact her by phone? This trip could delay our return.
This is top priority for a number of reasons. I would like Captain Steele to be there in person.
Really?
We have a controlled situation in case the subject does not want to cooperate. And I am thinking that it might be good to take care of two problems in one afternoon.
You mean...
You have another pilot, do you not?
Yes, sir. McCollum.
Ah, good.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.